I thank you for coming tonight and bringing your love and your light with you. You are a very, very important part of making this happen. This is your contribution to your soul, but not only to your soul, but to all of humanity. Because as we change and we grow and we take our spiritual steps, in turn, we are blessing our families, our friends, and this whole universe. So as we gather together and move in this space of oneness, and it truly is oneness, when we are meditating together, we are one. We have one purpose, and that is to connect with our higher self. And because we're all adding our energy and our love and our vibration to this group tonight, it will spill out into the universe. So there's so many times I would think, what can I do to help others? And what can I do to help the universe and all the problems in the world? And I would sit down and say, okay, God, what can I do? What can I do? And it was just like meditate. I thought, that doesn't seem like that's going to do very much, just meditate. And yet, I began to understand. And as I grew in understanding, I began to understand that my stilling my mind was connecting with the greater power, that energy that moves us all. Every week I say, as we move into this space of spiritual understanding, we will have revelations. Because you've sat here, because you've at least tried to calm your mind, you have made a commitment to your soul, and your soul knows that you are here for the purpose of opening up new channels of understanding. And after you have had this opportunity to connect with your higher self, you will get revelations and understandings with the problems that you may have come in here with, or solving something that you want to solve and you don't know how to solve. Now, many of you have asked me in this time of question and answer, and I will address this coming towards the end of the last Tuesday night at the end of the month. But what is a revelation and how do I get it? And once, how do I know it's not myself telling myself what it needs to know? And that was a big problem for me when this began. And I soon understood that a revelation comes with a total, it's like something goes boom in your consciousness and you have an understanding and you don't have to question it. It comes with everything with it. You have the understanding, you have what to do with it, and you aren't sitting there trying to figure out, what do I do with this? How do I work with this understanding I have? It comes with that understanding. It comes with power. And the more you trust it, the more it comes to you. So my prayer tonight is that we all get the revelations we need to move forward. All of us, the revelations we need to move forward. That's what it's all about. So now if you just join with me and allow this time and space to be your special time and space, this is the time when we connect with our higher self. So just relax and let go. Close your eyes, and if you've never meditated with us before, just know that whatever you're doing is fine. Just close your eyes and just be with us. It doesn't matter. You're here. That's what counts. You're here, and that will make a difference in your week, your days to come, the months to come. So as you just relax in this moment of time and space, and you move yourself into that place where everything is, we let go and we let our inner self come forward. We dissolve. We dissolve in this moment. Into that space, that place within where all things are known, the center of your beingness, the center where all things are coming into consciousness that need answers, need support. And we just relax in this now moment. For there's only now. There is only now. And this now moment lasts into infinity. And as we learn to work in the now moment, we connect with our true self within. And as each one of us in this room connect with that inner part of us, in essence, we are supporting each other, for we're all sharing this light. We're all sharing this love with each other. We're sharing this love with every soul in the universe. When we connect in this energy, this God energy within, it knows no barriers. It knows no resistance. And it lifts us. Lifts us slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. Beyond our personality self. Into the true energy of our soul. Into illumination. Revelations. Our vibration is changed. We are realigned. We are supported and loved. We have a feeling of confidence and poise. We know we are doing the perfect thing to support our spiritual growth. The perfect, perfect thing by just being here, lovingly supporting ourselves and supporting each other in this room. a joy to be able to be doing something for others at the same time that we're doing something to benefit ourselves. It's a dual purpose. It's a dual energy. And as we enfold this energy with each other at the higher dimension of being, we are feeding our soul and all souls. All souls are being fed. This is true unconditional love. This is giving unconditional love. Nobody has to do anything to get it. It just is there. And we're part of that unconditional love. And we are putting our vibration and our energy in this great melting pot of love and light to add more to everybody else's love and light. We are sharing, sharing and sharing. And now as we just move into the silence of our being, recognizing and understanding. Recognizing and understanding that we are here for a purpose that goes way beyond our personal self. Now it's time in our prayer time to hold our loved ones in the love and light of God. I know that there's somebody special out there that you can think of tonight that would appreciate our love and our light. So take a moment right now and just think of some of the loved ones that you want to include in this prayer time. See their faces before you. Picture them surrounded with light. For there's no distance between us and our loved ones. On this higher plane, we're all one. And send your love forth. We have this magnificent energy of love, and I would like to include in this energy all those that I've been praying with all week. We just send our love and light out to them, and maybe some of you have had prayer requests. We surround you with love and light, knowing that there is a divine plan for you, and your prayers are answered, are coming to fruition. And all those that are going to be writing prayer requests, we already send out our love and light to them, knowing that their prayers true will be answered. We all have needs, and those needs are very much understood at this higher level of unfoldment. Everything in your life is there for a purpose, is there for growth and understanding and movement and consciousness. And sometimes we think that things are too heavy and too hard, and why me, oh God, why me? Oh, I used to say that, why me, oh God, why me? And now as I look back to the many challenges I had, I see that they were all for my growth if I put the right perspective on them. So I embrace my challenges. I embrace all those things that are being dealt to me for my growth. And I want to take advantage of everything that comes to me and for you and for all of us to grow and change and to be. And we find our strengths in those moments that we feel that we are the weakest. We find great strength in those moments. And we learn to depend on ourselves anew and love ourselves with compassion and understanding. Compassion and understanding. It's all about growth. It's all about greater awareness of our divine self. Everything in our life is for our good. And so many times I wondered how that could be true. Oh, and I can say with all confidence, as I look back on my life, it was the truth. Look back at your life, at some of the things that have gone on, and how you've come out of it stronger and better, and how they've honed you into something greater, with greater love and understanding for your fellow man and for yourself. We are grateful for our challenges. We are grateful for those opportunities that you give us every moment of the day to make progress on our journey our journey of our destiny of knowing who we are, who we are. The I am I'm searching for, I am. The God of my being is forever demonstrating itself to me within me, and I am the center of enlightenment. Say that to yourself, I am the center for enlightenment. Everything you need is right here, right now, and I affirm it. I affirm everything I need. Everything I need is right here, right now. Everything. And I'm grateful. I am grateful. And I'm grateful for you, each one of you that came tonight to blend your energy and your vibration with all of us. You've blessed us all with your presence. You have blessed us all with your presence, and you're very, very, very important to the whole and the whole universe. Thank you, God. Now take a deep breath, and as we come back to the presence of this room, bringing our presence into it, we open our eyes. And know that we have gained something that's going to come into fruition this week in consciousness. And that's wonderful.